What are your memories of Noel sort of during the wartime? Do you remember anything related to any of the bombings?
Well, Bill was telling me there was a blast bomb, but I think the time of the incendiary bombs, I think there was a bit of a lull on. I don't know the date. I don't know the date. Possibly 42, say. And one of the kids of the staff came in, "Hey, you want to come out there? Bloody hundreds of incendiary bombs." Because the Germans had a device called a Molotov bread basket for some reason, and that contained 600 incendiary bombs.
Right.
And I found the row of trees. It's not this one, it's the next row of trees down. And I'm sure that was the row of trees where they landed.
Right.
And we came out, and all we found, that an incendiary bomb is made of inflammable metal, and insides a lot of phosphorus.
Right.
And when it lands, it doesn't explode. The magnesium of the case just catches fire, so
right.
it's not as if it's a dangerous thing to pick up. But we came out here, and all of them had gone off, and all we saw was a blackened fins sticking out the ground. At any rate, I came across this one that hadn't gone off, and the lads gathered round. You hear peer pressure these days.
Yeah.
It existed then. "You going to take it down?" And somebody said, "If you don't, I will." Of course, there's a challenge. I took it home. And I got it home, I wasn't so brave. And I took it up and put it behind the woodshed. And the siren went this night, and went down under the stairs, which was our shelter. And I started to imagine, supposing that catches fire, supposing it sets the shed on fire, supposing Jerry sees it and drops a bomb. And I started crying. And my mum said, "What's the matter with you? Nothing's happened yet. Why are you grizzling?" So I said, "Well, there's a bomb behind the woodshed." "How do you know that?" I said, "Well, I'll put it there." "Bill, come here, what the shit have you done?" And the way to tackle them, the ARP, they used to have coal shovels on an 8-foot pole, 8-foot handle.
Mm.
And you also had a rake on an 8-foot handle. And you used to rake the bomb into the shovel and put it in a bucket of sand. Now that was the recognised way of handling it. And of course, Dad was in the Home Guard, and they used to meet at a place called the Drill Hall. Granville Road, wasn't it, Bill?
It was in Alcohol Road.
Alcohol Road, yeah. And they brought the specialists down. I suppose they came down with the long shovels and sort of given all the safety precautions that I hadn't. And they took it up there and defused it.
Right.
And they put it in their trophy cupboards. So I was a bit peeved about it.